Red November, the left radicalizes Joe Biden on abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 13, 2020. The 2020 Democrat candidates have continued the party's radical lurch leftward on abortion, initiated in 2016 with nominee Hillary Clinton, and now confirmed by Joe Biden's Joint Unity Task Force plan with Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. In his upcoming book, Red November, Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel B. Polak details Biden's decision to follow his party's lead to abandon his once moderate political views on abortion and entirely dismiss a right to life for the unborn. Polak observed Biden's transformation while reporting on the Democrats' presidential primary on the campaign trail. On abortion, Biden once prided himself on a middle-of-the-road approach, opposing federal funding of abortion and allowing states to overturn Roe v. Wade. In 2019, he rejected the Hyde Amendment and condemned state efforts to limit abortion. Americans could actually witness Biden contorting himself with a flip-flop on the Hyde Amendment, a long-standing bipartisan provision attached to congressional spending bills that bans taxpayer funding of abortion. All the Democrat candidates, save one, Tulsi Gabbard, embraced a radical abortion stance, free for all, at any time during pregnancy, including as a woman is about to give birth, and for any reason whatsoever. As Polak pointed out, Democrat candidate Julian Castro even promised abortion coverage for trans female patients, that is, those born without a uterus. While Gabbard stuck with her opposition to late-term abortions, Biden made his final flip and acquiesced to free abortion on demand, courtesy of American taxpayers. With his newly adopted radical abortion views, however, Biden still attempted to reach out to his fellow Catholics. In March, Biden's campaign presented his agenda for the Catholic community. "I'm a practicing Catholic," he said, adding, "I believe faith is a gift. And the first obligation we all have is, love your God. The second one is, love your neighbor as yourself, treat people with dignity. Everyone's entitled to dignity, that's a basic tenet in my household." That dignity, however, was not extended to the unborn in Biden's vision, though the Church makes clear its unchanging teaching in the sanctity of human life, from conception to natural death. In a debate with Sanders, who challenged Biden on his wavering on the elimination of the Hyde Amendment, Biden fully embraced the abortion industry's narrative that abortion is healthcare and touted his perfect rating from NARAL. "The reason why I firmly came out opposed to the Hyde Amendment was that if we're going to have public funding for all healthcare along the line, there is no way you can allow for there to be a requirement that you have the Hyde Amendment. A woman who doesn't have the money could not have coverage under health care. I did that a while ago. And number two, I would send immediately to the desk of the United States Congress when I'm elected president. If I'm elected president, a codification of Roe v. Wade, amended by Casey, because I think it is a woman's right to choose. I think it's a woman's opportunity to be able to make that decision. And in fact, I've gotten 100% rating from NARAL as well." By June, Biden's flipping was a thing of the old past and he was now boasting about his vow to protect abortion on demand, in America and abroad. His joint unity proposal with Sanders in July demonstrates the Vermont Socialist did not need to win the nomination in either 2016 or 2020. He achieved his goal of radicalizing the Democrat Party. The Biden-Sanders unity plan's proposal for abortion sounds like a page right out of Planned Parenthood's political agenda. It asserts ending the life of an unborn child is the equivalent of health care. Like the majority of Americans, Democrats believe that every woman should be able to access high-quality reproductive health care services, including safe and legal abortion. "We will restore federal funding for Planned Parenthood, which provides vital preventive and reproductive health care for millions of women, especially low-income women and women of color, and LGBTQ+ people across the country, including in underserved areas. Democrats oppose and will fight to overturn federal and state laws that create barriers to women's reproductive rights, including repealing the Hyde Amendment, and will work to protect and codify Roe v. Wade. We are proud to be the party of the Affordable Care Act, which made prescription contraceptives available free of charge to all women and has helped significantly reduce teen pregnancy rates." As Polak's book title observes, November will either be red for Republican Trump or for the official birth of socialist America and the full embrace of abortion on demand. Red November will be published Tuesday, July 14. It is available for pre-order.